True story.
In the 16th and 17th centuries, due to superstition, people were often accused of witchcraft. Find out what happened in a small village in North America.
Witch hunt.
What are you making, Tituba?
A cabbage leaf poultice. It cures all wounds.
Is it witchcraft?
January 1692, in Salem, a village on the east coast of America. Tituba is a slave in the house of a Protestant minister named Samuel Parris.
It's not witchcraft, Betty. I just know about plants. It's time for bed.
But we haven't said our prayers.
Samuel Parris is Betty's father and Abigail's uncle.
Betty, you should not allow a slave to kiss you. Are you mad?
I will not do it again, Father.
Leave the children alone, Tituba. Your soul is as black as your skin. Come and pray.
Wicked man. Winter is long and cold in Salem. The villagers are Protestants, and religion is very important in their lives. When the minister is not there, Tituba tells the girls stories.
Tituba, have you seen witches flying on broomsticks?
Well, what do you know about witches?
They make pacts with the devil. Oh, they eat human flesh at night.
What nonsense. Let's go and make a cake.
One morning, Betty is sick.
Betty!
What have you done to her?
Nothing.
You wicked witch! You cursed her! Well, doctor?
They're not sick. This must be the work of the devil.
Tell me who is tormenting you.
It's Tituba. And Sarah Good, and also Sarah Osborne.
Goodness, there's more than one. This is truly a devilish plot.
The three women named are taken to prison in Boston.
Satan's evil creatures!
They deserve to hang!
No, let's bring them to justice first.
A young woman talks to Tituba in prison.
I comfort people and cure them now. I'm accused of doing evil. Why are you here?
I'm expecting a child, but the father is not my husband. During the trial, you must describe the devil as a hairy animal and talk about meetings with bloodthirsty witches.
But that's ridiculous.
No, if you confess, they will let you live.
The trial is held in Salem. Other people accuse several more women of being witches.
Why do you torment these children?
It is Satan.
Did he force you to do his work?
Yes, or he would have hurt me.
What did you see?
A big black dog, two rats, one red and one black.
Where did you see them?
I picked up my broom and they were there, next to me.
Good, Tituba. You said the right things.
I hate him.
Tituba's life is spared because she confesses to being a witch. But another accused woman is hanged. Other villagers accuse more people of witchcraft. A church minister. An old woman loved by everyone. Even a little girl. In total, 149 people, some of them men, are arrested and tried without a lawyer. 19 are hanged. In September 1692, the minister of Boston speaks out against the sentences.
It were better that 10 suspected witches should escape than that one innocent person should be condemned.
The governor royal frees the prisoners. In 1696, the people of Salem ask the accused and the families of those who have been executed for forgiveness. You can still read these words on the tombstones of the people who were hanged. I am not a witch. I am innocent.
God knows I am innocent.
I have nothing to do with witchcraft.
The end.